Fine Music Radio 101.3 FM. My name is San, and welcome to episode 2 of the FMR Take Note series. These are the recorded live series that take place on the last Sunday of every month at the Gugusthebe Cultural Center, which is in Kwalanga. It's also important to note that Langa is in its centenary year this year. Now, the Take Note series is funded by the MDDA, the Media Development and Diversity Agency, and it's curated by the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy. With that, let's listen now to the Mike Rossi project performing tracks mostly off his latest album titled Roots and Roots.
So we'd like to start with a piece I wrote entitled Mantra for Madiba. I want to explain what Madiba is, and it's on the new album, and I hope you enjoy this.
Thank you.
Please welcome William Harbrick on trombone and Darren English on trumpet. And we'd like to continue with a composition titled Becky Music Matters for Becky and Seleku. Thank you. The next piece now, we were just in Japan, of course, with South Africa right there. How about those buckas, huh? And now we're traveling to Italy, to the region I live now, just for 1 year, with my wife Diane and our dog Muffin from Cape Town, a pavement special who's now living in Italy. And this is entitled Buongiorno Le Marche, which is the region just south of Umbria on the Adriatic. And I live now in the town of Fermo. So this is kind of a happy, sad song. I say in the morning, buongiorno, 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 to all the neighbors and all the people. And then we're going to follow that up with a piece entitled Ciao Roma. Don't say Lazio, because Lazio, it's got something to do with Italian football. So this is Buongiorno Le Marche, and then followed up by Ciao Roma, don't say Lazio. This, of course, has to be played on an Italian saxophone then. So this is a Ramponi Cazzani handmade Italian saxophone that I was able to get at the university with the help of also Victor De Freitas, who's here this afternoon. And also, he's lending me this beautiful alto saxophone that you just heard. So any complaints about the alto saxophone, you speak to Victor. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
For Lil Van Gangen on the drums and Dern English on the trumpet. The next piece is also from the album, and it's entitled, I don't have to explain this to you, CT Jump. One, two, up.
Thank you. Take a short break, and we've got CDs available actually from four Mike Rossi Project CDs, and my colleague from the University of Cape Town, William Holbrook, who has played on all four CDs. How about a hand for William Holbrook? I'm the trombone. If you look closely, you see he's got one arm that's longer than the other. That's from playing in my band all these years. So, like I said, it can be dangerous for playing in my band. Our last gig, I'll just tell you a quick story of this lovely young whippersnapper next to me here, Darren English, who's also one of our graduates and now teaching at UCT. Before the previous gig, he got mauled by a dog, had his wallet stolen, rear-ended in the back of his car, and he still made the gig. So who loves you, baby? True story. Like, we could write a book someday. Thank you.
101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
Under the cover of darkness, we went back to our villages. Under the cover of darkness, we went back to our villages. For many years, fighting against removals, but finally, the white man had won. We bade each other farewell in the way only the defeated can. We went to the graves and spoke to the bones. We said to them, we are now leaving this land. Clear the weeds and put fresh flowers on the headstones. We have nothing in our hands, in our hearts we hold the hope that no condition is permanent. Is permanent. Under the cover of darkness, we went back to our villages. Under the cover of darkness, we went back to our villages.
Under the cover.
Thank you. We're going to start the second set off with a tune I wrote. It's on the first Mike Ross Project CD entitled Yearning. And I think a couple of those are still available. It's really a collector's item. So get them while they're still available.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This next tune, we're going to give our brass section a little bit of a breather. It's been 6.5 minutes since they've had a drink, so. This next tune actually I wrote during COVID times while I was writing music also for the CD, much of which you're hearing today, and a play-along series of, for B-flat, E-flat, and C instruments that's just been published in Germany. This is written for a dear friend of mine that actually brought me to South Africa in 1989 to Durban. And, of course, I met my wife, and the rest is history. That's the short story. But like many of us, we know we lost dear ones during COVID, and we're sick. Many of us battled it personally. Darius was one of the first out on a tour to celebrate his dad, Dave Brubeck's 100th, the centenary of Dave Brubeck, many concerts all over the world. And he got hit with COVID really bad and nearly passed away. So I wrote this. He was in a self-induced coma for 3 weeks. And I wrote this for him, and it's titled For Darius. So with that, to Darius and to all the ones that honor our thoughts. Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked that. Well, I think you liked it. I also like to mention that all the members you see on the stage here have been Mr. Harbrick and my students for over the past 20-something years. So this Mike Ross project, basically, it's not for me as much as it's for the students, the young people that come to the university and work with us and give us gray hair. You see, he's got a lot of gray hair. So. And I have more hair. But they've all come through the College of Music, and they're all, you know, very busy and working in the music industry in some way. Blake Calabi's not only a great pianist, but a composer, recording engineer. He's a gun for hire. So he's also teaching at UCT. Of course, Sibu Mazzamello came through, and also part of the exchange that I started with a village about an hour from where I live in Italy called the Archivia Jazz Feast. And he was there, and he speaks perfect Italian. Great time. And of course, I mentioned Darren earlier, who's from Musenberg and a student of Fred Kate, and has come through and has been burned down every jam session in Cape Town he can think of. So, and he's gone overseas, won SAMRO Overseas Scholarship, and went to do his master's at the University of Georgia, and just a great person, artist, creative mind, Darren English. Yeah. Ray Von Gingen is also a recent graduate, and he's doing lots of teaching and playing lots of, you know, world music. Think of world of music and Indian music. I tried to play in this Indian wedding band, but it was short-lived. Okay. <no. laughs> And, of course, my dear friend, Willie Holbrook on trombone from San Diego, California. Before we go to sleep, after having a couple of drinks, and we're going to bring up the tempo, and we're going to do a piece that I wrote for a small village in northern Italy where we make these saxophones. It's called Corna, on my mind, near Lago Maggiore, the lakes region of Italy, really quite beautiful. So this is entitled Corna, on my mind. I want to. Thank you. Okay, we're going to continue with a piece. That was fun, wasn't it? I'm getting old, too old to play the tempo. We'll leave it to the young guys. the next piece is actually from the previous Mike Rossi CD called Journey. And all this music is also available up on the cloud in every possible digital format. At least that's what they tell me. So this is, coming up... Going to high school in the States in the 1970s and getting to hear kind of like the start of jazz rock, and then it became fusion, and then it became smooth jazz. You see, I know my jazz history, you see. So. And there's a great trumpet player, a flugelhorn player, you might remember, who had a huge hit with Feel So Good, Chuck Mangione. All right. So, but this is that. So I was always, I really liked his music and his writing and, very melodic and very kind of, nice. Just nice. He's a nice guy. And this is from one of his albums titled Land of Make Believe. Thank you. We got one more, maybe. This is a tune I wrote that I was telling you about going to Japan in 2018, 2019, and I'll actually be going there again in September for a week working at the Kanazawa Jazz Street Festival. Last week, Kanazawa is a city across from Tokyo, looking out at the Korean Peninsula, and I really love working with the youth, and they have a great youth program. Junior jazz band, high school band, and a 21 band, and of course the professional musicians as well. So this is a tune, and I came up with some lyrics, and then I had the Japanese students, you know, singing this in English and doing a little rap along with it. We went down, it was a lot of fun. It goes something like this: summer jazz, Kanazawa, summer jazz, Kanazawa, summer. You all can do that. Let's hear that. A one, two. Summer jazz, Kanazawa, summer jazz. Okay, so keep that for later. And then we'll let you know when. So this is called Cooking in Kanazawa.
One, two. Thank you.
That was fun, wasn't it? But I didn't hear you singing. Summer Jazz, Kanazawa. Summer Jazz, Kanazawa. Let's hear it. Summer Jazz, Kanazawa. Okay. Work on that the next time I come back from Italy, will you? Okay, we're going to... We'll do one more for you. And again, that was also something from the new CD, Cooking in Kanazawa. And this last tune is also on the CD, but it's composed by Darius Brubeck. a fun tune of his, and I'd like to get dedicated to the bar staff. It's called The Lion at the Bar. The Lion at the Bar. And the Lioness at the Bar. She's really the boss. And again, many thanks to the sound crew back there. Give them a hand. Thank you, EJ. Thank you very much. Lavoyu, thank you very much for having us. Thank you very much, Lavoyu, and to all of you for coming out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, giving up a beautiful day to share with us and sharing the music, and also the great people at FMR. Let's hear for the FMR. Thank you. We'll be heading up to Prince Albert for a new festival on Thursday. A big thanks to everybody. My friend Adolf Thalen, who's hosting me while I'm here. I'm going to drink him out of house and home and eat him out of house and home. I taped Trotters last night. It was great. And thanks to Victor DeFreitas for lending me the saxophone. And thanks to the band guy. Thanks, guys. How about a hand once again? Wolfie Halbrick, Lille Van Gangen, Daryl English, Darren English, Sibasusu Matsamela, and Blake Hullaby on keyboard. This is Lion at the Bar.
I was just mine.
Thank you.
The Mike Rossi Project, and there you have it, the FMR Take Note series with episode 2 of a series of recorded live sessions that take place at the Gugusthebe Cultural Center in Kwalanga. Thank you to the MDDA, the Media Development and Diversity Agency, and also to the CTMA, the Cape Town Music Academy, our techies and our interns on site and in studio, and our series engineer, Mawande Lobi. Thank you to you for your time. A friendly reminder, though, to join us for the next live episode in the Take Note series. It takes place on Sunday, the 28th of May, at Gugusthebe Cultural Center, Kwalanga. Featured on stage is Fancy Galata. Peace and blessings. Till next time.